Welcome to episode 8 of The Hemp Life. We're here today to talk about coaching to uplevel your health and life and wealth and all that comes with really placing your self as your number one A priority. I'm joined today by the lovely Annalena Stern. You want to say hi?
Hello, everybody. Happy to be here.
And with Andrea Matheson.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be here as well, you ladies.
And again, I'm Eden Palazzo. So yeah, I'm super excited. As we've mentioned before, we're all health coaches and transformational coaches. So we're going to just define a little bit about what is that? What does that look like? How do you know if coaching's for you? How is this going to really support yourself to uplevel your life? So let's dive in. And Andrea, you want to take over?
Yeah, totally. We love the ritual of stopping to celebrate something that's going well for us anytime that we gather in a coaching conversation. So let's start with that. I want to know, Eden and Anna, what's something that's going well for you either today or this week? What's going on? Anna, you want to go first?
Yes, I have something actually very exciting. So I'm going to be the featured expert on holistic health and a book that's coming out on Mother's Day. So this is specifically for moms or moms-to-be. And the book is called, The One Thing Every Mom Needs to Know. So it's going to be amazing, super valuable. And actually, everybody that signs up before Mother's Day, they can get a free copy. So I'll send them a link to Amazon where they can download the book for free. And to make it easy for you, you can go to bestofyounow.com/moms. And you can sign up to claim your free book. So I think that has been going really well because I'm very excited to get this out to moms. And I'm very excited to share my knowledge and wisdom in the book and be part of this amazing project.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in your first book. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. And it's for moms. So we're all moms. So I think we love that. That's a big celebration. Thank you for sharing. How about you, Eden? What's going on in your world?
My kids are off to go to a BMX bike race this weekend. They're racing their first national in quite a while, and my little guy's riding, and so they're all pretty excited about that. So that's fun to witness them being so excited. I just went to the pool this morning. I was having trouble. I've been honoring myself in my need for journaling and slowing down in the morning rather than going to the pool or the gym first thing. So I've been going, but at different times of the day. And so this morning I was like, I really want to swim. And the only time I'm going to really fit it in today is if I do it in the morning. So it felt good to honor myself and get in, even though sometimes first thing in the morning, plunging in the pool isn't always it's that wake up call, but it always feels so good once you've done it and you show up for yourself. So I'm celebrating that as going well in the moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great way to start your day.
And how about you, Andrea? What's going
on? Oh, yes. Let's see. I'd say one thing that I'm celebrating is making progress on this virtual workshop that I've been developing that's going to be on smashing self-sabotage. So it feels good to be getting my slides, finalized and imagery for it, and just seeing it actually kind of come together is very cool. So when that's ready, I'll let you all know. So that's one thing that I'm very happy about. Cool. Well, I love starting with that. It was really good for me. This morning was a little crazy with my family getting out the door. So that was a good, thanks for taking a couple minutes to pause there, ladies. Awesome. So Eden sort of introduced the topic a bit, but Anna, do you want to say anything more about what we're diving into today?
Yes, thank you. I'll add a little bit. And everything I totally agree with what you said, Eden. And yeah, it's because coaching has become such a big topic, right? And it's a really fast growing industry. And we want to also explain to you why, because it's so incredible, powerful. And we want to really talk about what coaching is, right? How is it maybe different from other approaches, for example, like therapy or going on a diet and things like that, and how it can help you actually take your life to the next level when it comes to your health and success, and what you can possibly achieve through coaching that you never even thought was even possible for you, right? And then also I will talk about specifically about the ROI, so the return of investment of coaching, because I think anytime we put money into something and we invest into something, we want to get something bigger out of it, right? So I think it's going to be very important for people to understand how big of an ROI coaching can potentially have. So I'm very excited to talk about that a little bit, because it's all about being aware of it, right? And what the potential is. And then at the end, we will actually also share with you how you can claim a free coaching session, right? If you are kind of intrigued to like, you know what? I want to kind of experience what coaching is and what it can potentially do for me. And we will share that with you at the end.
Yeah. So you have to stay till the end of the episode to find out how. It's the carrot. How to connect with us. Awesome. Great. Yeah. Thank you. So should I just jump in and start sharing like what coaching is?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I'd say so there's so many different types of coaches, right? Like coaching, there's empowerment coaches and life coaches and health coaches and transformational coaches and business coaches. So there's a coach for everyone, I would say. To me, what coaching is essentially, it boils down to helping individuals shift their beliefs by getting to the root causes of self-sabotage, so that you can create lasting habit change, right? So, and we do that. The three of us are health coaches, and we're also certified transformational coaches. So we do that by drilling down into our clients' identity. So, and I guess beliefs, what's their belief system, and uncover those beliefs that are limiting them from seeing like a wider menu of possibilities, and so that they can, I guess, design and move into a life that's in alignment with their heart's desires, right? With what their passions are and gifts are. So we do that by creating a step-by-step system, and with offering support and accountability to help our individuals move forward towards their goals or the desired state, the life that they want to create, right? So we're experts in habit change. We help you help clients get out of overwhelm, get out of that being stuck in fear and frustration and confusion. We coaches help you get the clarity and confidence and energy you need to be boldly you. I just love coaching. Coaching has completely transformed my life. Anna or Eden, what would you add like to your definition of coaching when someone says, what is coaching? What's your answer? Or what would you add to what I put on
the
table?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I think there was a phone ringing, right?
Yeah, someone wants a coach.
Yeah, maybe somebody's calling you. Okay, so we got a little distracted here. Anyways, yeah, so basically, I think you explained it very well. And so it's basically, right, like we help people, because so many times we know what we need to do. Like, for example, I know I should go to the gym, or I should eat better. I know I should do some mindfulness practices. I should take better care of ourselves. But somehow everything else seems to be always more important, right? Like you have to take care of the kids or your significant other, or you have to run to the school for something. I mean, there's always something that seems to be more important. So many times we end up last on the list. And the reality of things is that when you don't take care of yourself, you can't really take care much of others, because it all starts with feeling good, with having energy, with having enthusiasm when you wake up in the morning. And so with the coaching, I mean, number one, we help you actually do those things that you have been wanting to do and actually create them into habits that really last a lifetime. So it really becomes a new way of being where you really take care of yourself. And then also what you mentioned, Andrea, which is kind of the most important behind all, is this shifting your beliefs, because so many times we're not even aware of why we keep, you know, like we do something for like maybe a week, you know, for example, you have a New Year's resolution and then you do it for a few days. And then once February comes along, you're like, oh, well, what was I doing? You don't even remember, right? So like we get to the root cause of why we have these self-sabotaging habits that always drift us back to our old habits that are not really serving us well. And that is so incredibly powerful, because we get to that root cause, which so many times is somewhere down or back in your childhood from some kind of event that you may not really remember being an adult, but we kind of uncover that. And then we help you see the whole world from a different place and help you shift those beliefs into more beliefs that really empower you to take action. And then also, I mean, take an action that's aligned with who you are, like as a person, because we all have a unique gift. And for me, my job as a coach is for you to help find that gift and get back in touch with that gift and share it with the world so you can inspire other people to do the same, right? And that's why I love coaching so much, because too many people are just hiding their true potential, right? They're playing small, and they think that's normal, right? Or they feel like life is just too hectic, that's too stressful, there's not enough time to take care of yourself. And all that is just not true, right? So we help you find that, and that all happens by really slowing down, focusing on your own needs and desires, and yeah, get you on the path of up-leveling your life to really levels you never even thought were possible for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit passionate about this, right?
Yes, that's fantastic. I love that. And one piece I want to add is just that as coaches, we don't tell you what to do. It's not like we're saying this is some advice, take it. It's leading you through an exploration of yourself through carefully curated questions that really open you up to parts of yourself that maybe you forgot or have been laying dormant or have been buried deep within some limiting belief. And we help you unlock that and open it up. I love that. That is key. Yeah. And it helps also illuminate a bit like what happens in a coaching session, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, self-discovery and self-mastery, right? Through questions and creating a space and a container where you feel so supported and safe and really loved. I'd say we all love our clients, like, right. Yeah. To do what you just said, even. Anna, when you were talking, I thought about my own journey, which I realize now was really a journey essentially from fear. Like I was so stuck in fear and overwhelmed by it, to freedom. And what you said, like the freedom to play big, to stop playing small and to be seen and heard, which was so scary a few years ago before I started, with coaching. And so,
And here you are doing a podcast, right?
And here I am doing podcasts and virtual workshop and Facebook Lives. And I get excited to do that.
Yeah.
Find your voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to mention, like Eden, when you were talking about that, we don't tell our clients what to do. It's more about we empower you to make your own decisions, right? Mm-hmm. Because we don't want you to depend on us as a coach, right? Because eventually you want to be able to be that person that has the confidence to make decisions on her own, right? That's really what this is all about. And it all boils down to tapping into your intuition, where you listen to your own inner core and make decisions from that place, from your heart, as opposed to from kind of outside expectations, like, oh, I need to do this because this is expected of me, right? So this is more really about finding your own journey and making decisions out of alignment with your true self. It's very, very powerful. And yeah. Most people have completely, and this was me many years ago, like, I mean, most people have so lost touch with their own self and their intuition. And your intuition is the most precious golden gift that we have, right? It's guiding our path. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing.
It is. Thank you. I'm curious. I mean, listeners might be wondering, well, who needs a coach, or how do I know if I need a coach, or who is, you know, suited for coaching? My answer to that really is anyone and everyone. I mean, imagine a world where everyone was unlocking, you know, their intuition, tapping into their own innate wisdom. Imagine what the world would be like. And some of the things that I've really taken to heart with, you know, transformational coaching is some of the paradigms behind it, and like really seeing all behavior and experience that there is a positive intention, even if it's something we don't necessarily condone, but opening our hearts in a way to interact in the world where we're able to find someone's positive intention and hold a space of love for them is a beautiful thing to cultivate in the world. So on a practical level, I mean, anyone who's feeling stuck with some decision in their life, anyone who is afraid of change, I mean, change is really truly the only constant in life, and we are such creatures of habit that change can feel so overwhelming and so scary. So leaning into those places that are uncomfortable, having someone to help guide you through those times, through exploration of self, and have that accountability and hold such a space of love for you while you're exploring that is a way that, you know, coaching can benefit those people asking, who am I suited for this? You know, if you have some goal that you have, maybe it's a number on a scale, but it's finding the deeper reasons why underneath that is important, and having a coach help you sift through that to really find and anchor you into that, and just really help explore those places where we're stuck, and an understanding that oftentimes the meaning someone makes about what happened is more meaningful than the content of what happened. So looking back through the timeline of our life to find, when did we create this meaning around this situation, and learning to appreciate that and set new ways of being, and having someone to help us honor, appreciate, and create for ourselves.
Yeah, I love what you said. It makes me want to sign up. So I actually had a few things that came up for me too, that that the coaching really helped, like when you were saying, like, helps people to get unstuck, right? So it can be absolutely for everyone. However, it has to be also, you have to be curious, right, about what is possible for you. Because if you're not ready to look, like, really deep down what's behind, right, and it sometimes can get uncomfortable a little bit. We're going to uncover some emotions that we have been trying to hide for way too long, right? That we didn't want to come out. And the coaching gives you that very safe and loving place to really address, like, just anything and absolutely anything that's coming up for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love, Eden, you mentioned you threw in a few paradigms, and that has been... well, personally, and with the clients I've worked with, I'm just like, where do I even start? Because it's so incredible for me. But yeah, shifting our paradigm, and the I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm like so excited and I have so many notes when we were talking. But yeah, just shifting your paradigm, it completely shifts your reality. The other one that I love that we work with a lot and we introduce to folks is there's no such thing as failure, right? It's all just feedback. It's just to try to do something a little different next time,
when that was introduced to me and when I've introduced that to clients, it's like this light bulb goes off and you just start to, like you said, going through the timeline of your life, looking back and just you see it through a new lens, an expanded different lens, and it just changes the color for me. That was my experience and how I saw myself, you know, or like I'm not broken. And I have resources and coaching can help build resiliency, you know, to, like you said, make new meaning or different meaning out of experiences, whether that's from the past or just moving forward and how we're showing up in our life. Yeah, this is beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. And this is the, how I see this often is like people are in like a victim position, right? Or victim mindset where they keep saying, oh, this, why is this happening to me? And in coaching, we really shift that perspective. So we reframe it to why this may be happening for you, right? And happening for you in the sense that, well, maybe the universe is trying to kick your butt a little bit to get you on the path of who you truly are, like on your path of alignment. Mm-hmm. And when we just shift that perspective, it is so empowering because you get out of this victim mode and you get more into like, become the creator of your own life and you're going to be in charge of it. And you like really appreciate also the lessons that the universe is giving to you, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's incredibly, incredibly powerful. Like you were saying, Andrea, thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anna, do you want to share some examples of client success stories or, you know, and how that then translates into the return on investment?
Yeah, so basically when we talk about, so the number one thing with coaching is to get results, right? It's all about getting results because if I'm going to meet with my clients and we just have a chat every week and we're not having like measurable results, like what's the point of it, right? So coaching really is about setting very specific goals that are also measurable and within a certain time frame. So to give you some examples, it's like I have worked with people, they were like physical and emotional pain, right? And then after a 3-month coaching experience, the pain decreased, they were much more mobile again, and also mentally they shifted from this being in like a dark space in their life that they may have feel depressed, and now they're like all inspired and they're ready to take their life to the next level. And I have seen people attract new career opportunities, attracting new relationships, finishing a project that had been overdue for years, and through the coaching, the accountability, all the support, they were just able to finish it, right? And that now then takes them to the next step in their life where they can attract a new amazing career opportunity again. And it's so incredible by how all these different things change in their life when they just take this small, consistent action over time. That's really the key, like consistency and like keep up leveling, improving a little bit over time. And and the coaching always helps the clients get back on track because the self-sabotage, it kicks in, it keeps kicking in, right? Because we have been conditioning ourselves with these limiting beliefs, and literally what happens to our brain is that we freak out when we all of a sudden start to do things differently, even if they may be good for us, because our brain knows that we have survived in the past, right? And even though it may have been a very crappy situation, maybe you were in a toxic relationship or in a very, very boring work situation, for example. So even though you're taking all the steps to get you out of it, you're starting to sabotage yourself because, again, your brain knows that you used to survive. And the coaching helps you like to support you and keep stretching your comfort zone and take the steps to ultimately reach your goals, right? And so this is now like leading me to the final thing that we wanted to talk about is the return of investment on coaching, right? Mm-hmm. And again, like return on investment, when we look from it from a financial perspective, could be like, oh, okay, you buy a house, right? And you know, if you pay $200,000 for a house and then 10 years later, you can sell it for $300,000, well, great, you had a 50% return on investment on the house, which is awesome. Now, when it comes to coaching, it's a little bit different, right? Because we don't have something quantitative. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm investing X amount of dollar and I'm getting this much dollar out of it. It's more qualitative. So there is one part where we can say, for example, let's say you immerse on a coaching journey and you attract a new career opportunity where you make X amount of dollars more than in your old job. Now that, yes, is a quantitative number you can put in. But then there are things like, let's say you feel more energized, right? Maybe your marriage is improving. Maybe you avoid a divorce. It happens many, many times. Or you spend more quality time with your kids. Your health is improving and you may extend, you in general, the quality of your life, how you enjoy things, right? Or you have to pay less for doctor visits and things like that. So that's really what we all need to look at. And if you want to put it in like a formula, because return on investment is usually like a mathematical equation, so you could say it's really the gain from the coaching, which can be a sum of, if it would be a higher paying job, it could be your increase in your health, it could be just feeling happier, however you want to quantify that, right? Less stress in your life. And then also the things that you avoided, right? Because if you would not have done the coaching, maybe you would have had to go through a divorce. Maybe you would have had many more medical bills. Maybe you would have stayed being depressed. And this is usually, it's so costly in my humble opinion, because I think it's almost priceless not to have to go through these kind of things. And then we deduct the amount that we invested into the coaching and then divide it by the amount we invested in the coaching. And I think you can easily have a return on investment of hundreds and hundreds of percent or even more, because it's so, again, in my opinion, like to wake up for 1 year being happy and full of energy and taking action every day that's actually improving your life consistently, as opposed to being in a downward spiral where you feel more crappy every day and you're sabotaging yourself. I mean, honestly, I think that's priceless. So, and it's also for you guys, like if you're listening to this, like just reflect on it, right? And look at your life right now, like where are you at? What would you like to be, right? And how much worth, like how much worth is that to you to get from point A where you're currently and then instead experiencing point B? And then possibly you will even way exceed the initial goals that you set, right? So it's, in my humble opinion, it's the best investment you can ever make is really into yourself. And I have experienced in my own life that coaching has made all the difference for myself, and I see it now with clients all the time as well, that it's so extremely, extremely powerful. And I love every single thing of it. Like it's amazing. So yeah.
Go ahead, Aiden.
Oh, and then I'll chime in. I was going to say it's really exponential. It just keeps multiplying. And, mm-hmm. and one thing that came up for me too is we're still human, even when we go through coaching. You know, we'll come to bumps in the road, but we have so many more tools to navigate them that we don't stay in those places that are uncomfortable as long, I find. Yeah. You know, we're going to still have challenges come up, but we're going to have so many new ways to view them and work through them that they pass more quickly and don't take as much of a toll either.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And the, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So like, let's just say for easy example, if a client comes and they're like, I really want to change the way I'm eating and get to my body's ideal weight or something. So if you think about the shifts that you make to be successful and make that happen, like, you know, with your coach, like means that how you're showing up in the other areas of your life are going to shift as well, right? If you're someone that's following through and you're eating for energy, or you're getting up every morning and swimming like Eden, and that's your new lifestyle and that's your new identity and that's, you know, the life that you're leading,
what we have witnessed is then how you show up when it's, you know, or your finances or your career or your children shifts too, because you are operating from a new place, right?
Yeah.
So that's part of that exponential. It just keeps this ripple effect that just keeps rippling out and rippling out throughout your life. And
it's a beautiful side effect.
It's pretty marvelous.
Side benefits. Side benefits.
It's pretty marvelous. And when you mentioned side benefit, that kind of just reminded me of, okay, this is the Hemp Life. We're talking about coaches because we are health coaches, and how are we going to support our health, our wealth, our success in life, and where does hemp play into this necessarily? Well, it is a tool. It's another tool in the toolkit that can be used that helps us really be in this parasympathetic place, which we don't need to go into the scientific details of that, but we as coaches give you tools through breathing and mindfulness and other journaling techniques and things to help us manage and operate more from that place. And the oil is another tool in the toolkit to help us with that and really open us up and really be able to step back and let go, and rather than react. So just a little plug for how does this fit in?
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, because so many times, even though we want to do the mindfulness technique, sometimes life takes over, right? So I can see how it definitely can be an added benefit to that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. So do we want to share with everybody how they, if anybody is like intrigued to, you know what, I would like to find out what this coaching is, what it could possibly do for me. Like we promised in the beginning, we're going to let you know how you can do that, because we will offer complimentary discovery coaching session to anybody that is interested. And of course, first come, first serve, right? So are you guys ready to share how those our beautiful, amazing listeners can take advantage of that?
Yeah. actually, I was thinking that we should have anyone interested email us at our email address, and we would get back to them with the scheduling links. How does that sound?
That's
yeah,
awesome.
That sounds like a great idea.
So our email address is, what is our email address, Anna? Is the Hemp Life podcast at Gmail?
Yeah, the Hemp Life podcast at gmail.com. So you can email us. And then we will send you the link. And you can also say like who of us you resonate the most with, who you would like to be coached. Like, we don't take any sides or anything like that. So you can reach out to us, let us know, and also tell us a little bit about you and why you are interested in discovering what coaching is all about, and then you will be eligible for a complimentary session, which can be life changing, by the way, just to warn you.
Yeah, warning, life changes ahead. Yeah, like you said, if someone wants to know more about the three of us, like we were happy to email them like links to our website so they can see more about what we each coach on, right?
Exactly. And then they can pick and choose, absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Awesome. Great idea.
So do you mind that I'm going to mention the book one more time since Mother's Day is coming up and they can share?
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. So like always at the end, call to action, like please share the episode with as many people as you know that could benefit from that, right? And maybe people that have tried all these different things and they still seem to struggle and you really would like to see them thrive in their life. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for all the moms out there, there's this amazing book coming out, The One Thing Every Mom Needs to Know. And if you would like to claim a free copy, you can go to Best of You Now, so bestofyounow.com, like one word, and then /moms, MOMS. And there's like a little intake form. You just put in your name and email and you will get the link to get a free copy around Mother's Day. It's going to be for 5 days. So yeah, I'm super happy to be part of that awesome project and share the love with all of you.
Oh, awesome. So exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, yeah, great. So thank you for joining us for episode 8, and hopefully you enjoyed learning more about what coaching is, and we look forward to hearing from you. Send us an email.
All right. Okay. All right. Until bye. Episode 9.
Yes. Yeah. Sending love.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
This is a disclaimer that we are not here to diagnose, treat, cure, heal, or promise any health benefits. That as health coaches, we are empowering people with information and discussions so that everyone can make the best decisions for their health and well-being.